You're listening to SBS News.
WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange splits opinion. For some, he's the computer hacker that's a campaigner for truth. But to others, he's a threat to the national security of several countries. Now he's in a British prison after being arrested at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, taken to Westminster Magistrates Court, found guilty of failing to surrender to the court over an old extradition request, and facing a new extradition request from the United States. Mr. Assange was granted asylum at the Ecuadorian embassy in 2012 to prevent him from being extradited to Sweden over a sexual assault case that was dropped in 2017. However, the 47-year-old Australian remained at the embassy, fearing the US wanted to prosecute him. British Prime Minister Theresa May welcomed Mr. Assange's arrest in a speech made in the House of Commons.
I am sure that the whole House will welcome the news this morning that the Metropolitan Police have arrested Julian Assange. Arrested for breach of bail after nearly 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy. Mr. Speaker, this goes to show that in the United Kingdom, no one is above the law.
Mr. Assange was granted political asylum at the embassy by former Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa. But Mr. Correa was replaced as president in 2017 by Lenin Moreno, who's been critical of Mr. Assange in recent months, accusing him of continuing his work with WikiLeaks, blocking security cameras, accessing security files and confronting guards. Mr. Moreno says the Australian had to be released because he'd violated the conventions of his asylum.
Our government is one respectful of the principles of international law and the institution of the right of asylum. Granting or withdrawing asylum is a sovereign right of the Ecuadorian state according to international law. The discourteous and aggressive behaviour of Julian Assange has led to a point where the asylum of Mr. Assange is unsuitable and no longer viable.
The United States alleges Mr. Assange was involved in a 2010 conspiracy with former soldier Chelsea Manning to access classified information on the Department of Defense computers. Mr. Assange faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted by a US court, with legal experts saying more charges are possible. Mr. Assange's London lawyer says her client will fight the extradition request, which will be heard on the 2nd of May. Jennifer Robinson says the US has set what she calls a dangerous precedent for journalists and whistleblowers around the world.
This precedent means that any journalist can be extradited for prosecution in the United States for having published truthful information about the United States. I've just been with Mr. Assange in the police cells. He wants to thank all of his supporters for their ongoing support. And he said, I told you so.
United States President Donald Trump says he doesn't have an opinion about the possible extradition. That's despite Mr. Trump repeatedly praising WikiLeaks during the 2016 presidential election campaign. Most notably, after it released hacked emails harming the candidacy of his opponent, Hillary Clinton. Mr. Trump says the US Attorney General, William Barr, will make the final decision regarding the case.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing. And I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job. So he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
Supporters of Mr. Assange want him brought back to Australia. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison's told the ABC Mr. Assange will not get any special treatment.
When Australians travel overseas and they find themselves in difficulties with the law, well, they face the judicial systems of those countries. That's the way the system works, and we support Australians in those cases by providing that consular assistance. So Mr. Assange will get the same support that any other Australian would.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten, who would become Prime Minister if Labor wins the federal election on the 18th of May, agrees Mr. Assange should receive assistance from Australia, but declined to comment any further. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.